This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
All right, we'll begin. Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at MARC, the Mindful Awareness Research Center. It's nice to be back with all of you. I've been away for a few weeks. Hope you enjoyed our guest mindfulness teachers. Thumbs up. Oh, good. That's great. Still waiting for the lights to go down. Great. So we come here to practice mindfulness, and mindfulness is about paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. So we're learning the art of being in the present moment. And also when we're here, as many of you know who have been coming over time, is that we do different types of practices that cultivate different states of heart and mind, states of equanimity or balance and even-mindedness, states of compassion, of love, and many other different types of qualities. It's been a rough week, as we know, out in the world. It's been very, very almost really hard to take it in. And sometimes I feel like I say this a lot, like, oh, it's another rough week. And so we come to meditation in the hopes of finding some kind of refuge from the craziness of the world, from the violence, from the challenges. And I really want us to think about today about this concept of mindfulness as a refuge. And refuge is different than escapism. It's not escapism, because it's not like we come to meditate and then pretend the rest of the world doesn't exist. It's actually a place where we can practice grounding ourselves, connecting with ourselves, coming back into the moment, learning how to regulate emotions, and cultivating more states of kindness and compassion so that we are more prepared to live in a sane way in an insane world. You know, so in that way, it's this room here is a refuge. This podcast is a refuge, and our practice becomes a refuge in challenging times. There's this beautiful word called refugium, and what it is, it's a concept in nature that when there's, say, like an ice age, there are certain areas that everything's covered with glaciers and with snow and. But there are certain areas that don't get covered up, and these protect the biodiversity of whatever the environment is. And so they're called refugiums, like this, I may be pronouncing it wrong, where they protect life and protect goodness and protect this, the diversity of experience. And so here, in difficult times, it's really important to have a refuge. And so we're going to be a refugium as we practice together, both internally and externally. So we'll do some practices connected to being more present and also to sending out love and compassion to this world that so sorely needs it right now. So let's begin by settling in a comfortable way into our posture, one that we can sustain for the next period of time. Taking a few deep breaths. And knowing that in this refuge, this place of, this oasis, this place of well-being, we can just breathe in and let it out. All that we've been holding, all the challenges of this week, of this month, of this life, this year, we can find a place of peace, even amidst the challenges. This is one of the promises of mindfulness. that we can find a place of well-being inside ourselves, even when things are difficult. So let's just feel our bodies present here on the chair, noticing your feet on the floor, just feeling the weight of your feet on the floor and the way that the earth really supports our feet. Yeah, just that connection, the hardness, the pressure, and that although we're in a building here, the ground, the earth is below us. And put your attention on the seat of the chair and where your legs and your own seat connect with the chair. Just feeling the heaviness and the solidity. And also remembering this chair is connected to the floor, is connected below to the ground, to the soil. You can feel your back against the chair, noticing what that's like. And notice what's happening in your stomach area. Allowing any kind of softening, if you want to take a deeper breath. Allowing a release. So much of our day is devoted to taking us out of ourselves into the busyness and responsibilities and other people's needs. And here we are today being a refuge for ourselves, finding that in our bodies. You can feel your hands as they make contact with your legs or your lap. Just feeling the vibration and tingling, warmth, coolness. Noticing your arms and shoulders, letting your shoulders soften. Allowing your neck and throat to soften, face and facial muscles at ease. Just relax, if that's possible, or at least find a little bit of softness, ease. And I'd like us to turn our attention to the sounds around us. Sounds in the room or outside the room. Sounds in ourselves. Just listening like we listen to music we enjoy. Sound after sound. Not trying to change it or alter experience. Just let it be what it is. Part of finding a refuge in ourselves in difficult times is learning to cultivate even-mindedness and balance, even in the face of challenges. So you're listening to the sounds, and for some of you, some may be annoying or you don't like them, but see if you can simply listen without getting caught up in a story about them. Or if you do, just pause and breathe and then go back to the listening. Just to remind you, things are as they are. Things are as they are. And now bringing your attention into your body and feeling your body breathing. Can you feel your abdomen rising and falling? with each breath. So we're focusing now on the breathing, the natural breath. You don't have to lengthen it. Just let it be normal, natural. Rising, falling, in and out through your nose. Maybe you can feel your chest expanding and contracting. Some people notice a kind of tickle in the back of their throat. And for others, it's the air as it moves through their nose. Tingling, warmth, coolness. So if you're new today, just invite you to find something to focus on that we've just explored. You can feel your breath in your abdomen or chest, throat or nose. Or you can choose listening to sounds. We just like to have one area to focus on to help us develop some concentration and stability. So pick whatever is the clearest or easiest. If you can't decide, they all work equally well. And once you've chosen something, let's keep our attention there to the best of our abilities, breath after breath. Or sound after sound. One breath ends, the next breath begins. Now, as you do this, what happens for most people is your attention begins to wander. You may be with a breath or two, or a sound or two or three, and then off your mind goes, planning, remembering, imagining, wherever it goes. And this means that you are completely normal. This is what the human mind does. So when you notice your attention has wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind like thinking or wandering, and then gently redirect your attention back to your main focus, back to the breathing or back to the listening. So we just keep doing that. If you're starting out, you're with your breath or the sound, your attention wanders, you bring it back, and you just keep doing that again and again. Those with experience know that you can attend flexibly to other things that are happening, body sensations, emotions, thoughts, possibly sounds, and so on, when they become predominant. And then come back to your main focus when they're not obvious, when they don't hold your attention. And some of you may enjoy practicing a more flexible, a more natural awareness, where it's more just like resting, being with, expansively allowing things to be without much effort. So let's try this practice as we go into silence. And I just want to remind you again that this practice of coming back to the moment is about finding a refuge inside ourselves. So when our mind goes off and says, wow, I'm scared, or I'm worried, or I'm mad. Okay, thinking. You can say a soft word, thinking, worrying. and then gently returning our attention right back to this present moment. Things are as they are. We can be with them as they are. Doesn't mean passivity. It's just a good starting point for holding the challenges of the world. as we sit here, feeling connected to our breathing or to the sounds or to whatever is happening in this present moment. Maybe you're feeling at ease. Maybe just the act of being mindful helps bring some ease. And that happens for many people. And for some of us, we may not feel much ease. So just to notice if there's any kind of disturbance or worry or just what's happening in this moment. And I really invite you to, if you can, just allowing it to be here. Allowing whatever is here to be here. And you might take a pause and take a breath. Because you may be experiencing feelings you don't want to be feeling, or having thoughts you don't want to be thinking, but the fact is they are here. So can we make some space for whatever is present? Taking another breath, allowing with kindness. You're agitated, you're fearful, you're worried, you're angry, or maybe you're peaceful or neutral, maybe nothing's happening. Letting whatever is here be here. Noticing with your awareness. And if you want to say some phrases, which we've done in the past, may I be with things as they are. May I be with things as they are. Internal things. Things in your personal life. Suffering in the world. May I try to be with things as they are. Things are as they are. As you say those words, notice what happens inside you. Can I make myself, can I bring an internal sense of okayness even when things are changing and challenging? And even painful around me. See if you can find that place inside you. Rest in it. And if a part of you is saying, no way, things are really, really hard, just to notice that, make space for that. And breathe. Finding our inner refuge. And let's end the meditation with some wishes out into the world. Wishes for healing. Wishes for healing to the victims of different families that have been hurt in these last few days. May you be safe and protected. May your suffering be eased. Wishes out to whoever you feel drawn, sending compassion and kindness, hope for healing, for reconciliation. There's so much suffering right now. May we find an alleviation of suffering. May people find peace, reconciliation, compassion. May we all find a refuge inside us. And just imagining these thoughts going out into the world and also to yourself. For whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold myself with kindness. And then feeling your feet on the floor, taking a breath or two. We're ready. Whenever we're ready, we can open our eyes and the meditation. So just a reminder, I said it before, but being with what is does not mean being passive. It's just this place of, okay, willing to face reality, willing to be, to find a place of okayness, even in all of the challenges that are happening externally and internally. So let's see. This week, I can't remember anything. Hold on. Sorry. Our center, the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center, has classes, events, and programs. All our new classes for the fall are being advertised, but nothing starts up till September. There's a flyer on the table when you exit. We have an app called UCLA Mindful where you can get these podcasts every week and other meditations. So that's just searchable in all of the app stores. And I won't be here next week, but I will be here after that. It'll be Allison Pimentel next week, and I think that's it. I'll be in the hallway if you have any questions, and have a great week. It's good to be back. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.